Good morning, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name to each one, and a special welcome to our visitors. Welcome to each one that's here this morning. Some of y'all have been traveling or gone. David and Rachel, it's good to have you back. Saw Alexander this morning. Good to have you here. And I know there's a number that are still traveling or are sick today, so we're missing some from that. So we're very extra glad for all of our visitors who can be here with us this morning. Thank you all for coming. I'm personally especially glad for some of our visitors this morning, Sunny and Judy Bear from Altoona, Pennsylvania. They were house parents of mine in Bangladesh, and they're here visiting us right now. So Brother Sunny is going to be bringing us the message. Before we get into the opening, though, Corey is going to be leaving here shortly, going to Bangladesh. And so, Corey, I'm just going to give you a little bit of time to kind of share with us what you're going to be doing, and maybe if you have some specific prayer requests that you want us to remember you in where you're gone. So I'll let you share.
Well, I am, leaving this week. I'll be gone for 6 months, coming back in June, and basically teaching English. I'm not exactly sure all the, specifics, details and things, but would be high schoolers, adults, those would be kind of be the, main students. I think from what I understood, 6 to 8 students in a class, teaching classes on my own, so feeling a little bit unsure of what to expect with that. I've never done anything quite like that, but also looking forward to just the experience, getting out of my box, I guess. So, it's the southern part of Bangladesh where Mylan and Lara would have been. I'm not really sure who the other people are that are there, so I guess a lot of new stuff. I just kind of appreciate any prayers for anything. It feels a little bit overwhelming just since, completely new, but I guess right now probably the thing that I'm most apprehensive about is just the, getting there the first few days of trying to get through customs, finding my flights on that end and everything. Seems a little scary, but I'm looking forward to it and appreciate the support and prayers.
Thank you, Corey. We'll definitely be praying for you, and you'll be fine. The Bangladeshi people are amazing. So I will just be praying that you have a really good time, that your flights go well. Why don't we all stand and just have a little time of prayer here for Corey? Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning thanking you so much for this opportunity to gather. We thank you for Corey this morning, and Lord, I just pray a special blessing on her as she travels now to Bangladesh, that you would keep her safe as she travels, that you would help her flights to go well and smoothly, and the connections to go well, and as she transitions into life in Bangladesh, that you would just help that transition to go smoothly and well. We pray for her safety, both her physical and her spiritual and emotional safety as she's there, that you would watch over her in a special way, and that this could be a time of blessing and a time when your kingdom is built, both in Corey and in the ones that she comes in contact with. Pray also a blessing on her family as they're here at home, that you would just fill them with a sense of your presence and your peace. And I pray that through this, your kingdom would be built in many ways. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, the title of my message, of my opening this morning, is Pursue God's Purpose. I recently read a book that struck home to me again how God relentlessly pursues his purpose in us. This story was one of a very difficult and very hard to understand circumstance that happened in this person's life. Yet he turned it into a mission, turned it into a way of reaching people that probably couldn't have been reached otherwise, other than as they heard his story and saw what God had done in his life, they realized that God can work in the difficult things in my life as well. Made me think of Jeremiah chapter 29. I'm going to read Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 14. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. What struck me particularly about this passage as I read it here recently is that to the Israelites, this was a national disaster. This captivity was a national disaster. Yet God is saying, I am using this to bring my purpose about in you. I am using this to glorify my name. And we love that verse. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of good and not of evil. We love that verse. But the context to the Jews, that was a tough nut to crack. That was hard to swallow. Thinking that God actually is thinking good towards us. Are you kidding me? We're in captivity right now. And it doesn't look like we're going to be getting out of here anytime soon. And you're saying you're thinking good thoughts towards me? But God was saying, I am accomplishing my purpose in you. And as we align ourselves with God's purpose, as we seek to find his purpose in the difficult things in which we find ourselves, he uses those very things that we look as obstacles. He uses those as a means of working his purpose in us. Amos 5:4 says, For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, Seek ye me, and ye shall live. I like that continuing thought that goes with that. It's not a, if you have sought me once, then we're good. It says, Seek ye me, and ye shall live. It's a continual process that we have in seeking God and his purpose. And what is God's purpose for our lives? God's purpose for our lives is that our lives are a reflection of him, that they bring glory to him. And we see that in many places in the Bible, in the life of Christ himself. I think of when Jesus was a young boy. I'm going to read a few verses from Luke chapter 2. This was when they had gone to, Jesus' family had gone to Jerusalem. They'd worshipped at the temple. They left, and they discovered that Jesus was missing. And then his mom and dad went back searching for him. And then it says here in Luke 2, verse 48, When they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee, sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? To his parents, this was a scary ordeal. They didn't know what had happened to him. They didn't know where he was. He could have been lost. As a parent, the scenarios run through your mind. And he says, it's okay. I am fulfilling God's purpose. And that resonated with me. How many times do I simply see the scariness of a situation and I miss my Heavenly Father's purpose? All down through the Bible, we see this happening. In the life of Old Testament prophets, as they faced persecution, as they faced discouragement, that God used those times to fulfill his purpose in them. When we think of the people of Israel, as God led Abraham, as we see the story of Joseph, how he was sold into slavery in Egypt, and then how the Israelites were there in Egypt, they became slaves, their journey to Canaan, then there's a succession of judges and kings and captivities, which is what we just read there in Jeremiah. Through that all, God relentlessly pursued his purpose with his people. And that's seen in Christians today. It's seen in us, I believe, that God continues to use the realities of life to work his purpose, even as sometimes we struggle to find his guidance in those. I think it's important that we remember our lives are not about us. Our lives are not about our comfort. They're not about our freedom. They're not about our enjoyment. Our lives are to fulfill the purposes of God. And as we do that, as we pursue that, in that pursuit, we find comfort in his care. We find freedom in his will. We find enjoyment in his love. So if we seek to serve God's purpose, that is where we'll actually find fulfillment. And it will lend purpose to the things that otherwise we look at as simply a disaster. So my encouragement to us all this morning is to seek to serve God's purposes, because God himself will relentlessly pursue his purpose in you.